Last time on Why Can't We Be Wizards?
They're proud of me because I'm in Slytherin, but I'm not.
Let's see how long it'll take for them to figure it out. All right, how much do you want to bet? I'm going to say they don't find out until Christmas break. Two sickles.
It's our Christmas episode. We're doing Christmas in this one.
I'd like to celebrate the longest night, my blessed Eloa. Hold and keep you.
You know you don't have to stay. I'll be all right.
Yeah, no, I told you before. Like, I really want to hang out at Hogwarts.
Don't worry about the fact that the ingredients are rare. I can get them somehow. I'll figure it out. And I mean, even Skylar can help you. As long as you don't tell them, you know, what it's for.
Let's hide in this room until she goes away.
This room was at one time used for all kinds of magic practice.
So as you wake up, you see a small pile of presents.
That was so loud.
I'm sorry, what tower are you sneaking out of at night? Find ourselves in the parlor of Freya's home. Freya's parents have asked her to sit, and they are, well, your mother is sitting in a large chintz armchair. Your father is pacing. You hear a lot of muttering. At one point, your mother just says, "Is this something that I did? Did I make her this way?" And your father just puts his hand on her shoulder and says, no, we did everything that we could. Finally, your father looks at you and says, "Freya, explain yourself."
"Well, father, the howler was from a friend of mine who is in Ravenclaw. I don't know what else you want me to say, sir."
"You have to understand, Freya, from my perspective, it sounded a lot like you were, how do I say this, also in Ravenclaw." And with that, he like shudders.
"Sir, I got into Slytherin. I can assure you that. I even have my Slytherin tie upstairs if you want to see it."
"Man, really doubling down."
Why don't you make a convince roll?
Yeah, I thought that you might ask me to do that.
Why did you say Ravenclaw?
Convince. Okay, so I got an 11 minus plus 1, heart. So I got a 10.
Okay, so with a complete success, your parents absolutely believe that you're a Slytherin.
Woo! Fantastic. Woo-hoo!
Wow.
Oh, that was lucky.
That's quite a double down. Let's keep it rolling.
Freya, your continued ability to project strength and power are of utmost importance to our family. I was waiting until you came back for the summer to tell you this. Your mother kind of gives your father a bit of a look. She is kind of hesitant, but he waves her off and says, "Freya, you have been chosen."
"Chosen?"
"You are chosen, yes."
"You're the chosen you are to... one."
Yeah, it's not a... it's not a Harry Potter thing. you have been chosen to marry young Francis Horriff."
"Oh, so not like a prophecy, okay."
"He goes to school with you."
"But, Mom, Dad, aren't I too young to think about marriage at this point?"
"It's not about marriage. Although, yes, that is what's going to happen. That's not really the point. Your mother and I were betrothed at your age.
Yes, I know. I always thought that I would fall in love and get married. Rather
than being dead. Love? What is love? Baby, don't hurt me. Don't hurt me no more.
No, you can't.
Can there just be like a house elf in the corner singing that quietly?
You can be whatever you want. This is America. It's not America. It's literally England. What? No. He really does ask the question, though. What is love?
I mean, I guess I don't really know.
For your mother and I, love is strength and all the happiness that comes with it.
But didn't you want to make that decision yourself when you were younger?
I wanted what's best for my family. Don't you want what's best for yours?
Of course. I understand.
I expect you to.
But I'm not going to stop being friends with Allison.
Look, I am not going to tell you what you need to do, but know this. I expect you to bring our family honor. You will do that.
Yes, sir.
The rest of the Christmas holiday, the winter holiday, goes by relatively unremarkably. The night before classes start again on Monday in January, the trio of Leo, Allison, and Freya all find themselves getting off the train, heading back up to the Ravenclaw Common Room. You meet up and find yourself walking up the winding stairs towards the riddle door.
So, Freya, how was your break? Did you have a good Christmas?
I mean, I was home, so... Sure.
Oh, well, you're back now. That's good, right?
Yeah, being back in Ravenclaw is great.
Did you tell them?
I mean, they still think I'm in Slytherin, if that's what you're asking.
So, no.
I can't remember what I bet. Was that good for Allison?
No, it's not good for anybody. You already lost. No, in fact, actually, Freya has won everyone's money.
Not oh, wait, was that the it. Was this the end of the bet time frame? I can't remember.
It was the end of the bet for somebody.
Oh. It was the end of the bet for several people.
Yeah.
I'm trying to find where my bet was. I don't remember what it was. I
thought Leo died. Bet that they would find out within the first couple weeks, I believe. I believe Whoops. Allison yeah. thought that they would find out before break, and I think Skylar said that they would find out during break.
Yep, you won.
I could bit. Be wrong.
It's okay, Leo forgot about the bet.
Oh, well, good job keeping up the ruse then. Guess the tie was helpful.
Yeah, you know it wasn't helpful? That howler you sent talking about us sneaking out of the tower. Yeah.
I didn't mean that.
I know. I can't be too mad about it. You didn't mean it. Just my parents overheard, and then it was this whole thing. And apparently now I am betrothed to
what?
Somebody. Yeah.
What?
I don't want to talk about it.
Just as you say that is when you make it to the door.
What's a betrothed?
Really?
Leo, I'll explain when you're older.
You're the same age as me.
Allison knocks on the door, like really impatiently, just wants to get inside.
If you throw me out the window, I'll leave a grieving wife. Bring me back. But through the door, you'll see someone giving life.
What? A child? A pregnant lady? A
baby? No.
I wish we could ask this door to repeat itself. It never does.
Peer through the window.
Leave a grieving wife. Come through the door. A husband? No. I guess not.
Leaving through the window being a grieving wife, that's... Are you saying the husband jumped out the window?
Well, if you tossed him out the window, you'd leave a grieving wife, and if he came through the door,
tossed
you might see...
out the window, leave a grieving wife, come through the door, see a new life. Tossed out the window.
Father?
I'm not gonna lie, this is a weird one, Kev.
Allison kind of like puts her hands on her hips and stares at the eagle on the door, just kind of like giving it the death eye, being like, I don't get it. Can you say it again? She Damn still it. Stares at the door even though it's quiet.
I don't think
I'm
it does that.
I'm surprised it has taken this long for you guys to not be able to answer one of these riddles. We're 11 episodes in.
Oh my gosh.
Damn. What happens if they just can't answer the riddle? Do they just don't get into the common room?
They have to wait outside until someone else figures it out.
So we're just going to roleplay that and see where that goes, I guess.
Oh, man. Like, go out the window. I feel like this is so simple.
Would you like to phone a friend?
No.
That's not how any of this works.
Allison looks around. Does she see a ghost? Is any of the ghosts nearby?
Wait, is it a smile? No,
but I like how you think.
Are there any ghosts like, around? Allison's looking for a ghost.
Because, like, a smile leaves someone who's sad, but then enters someone who is giving birth. I don't know.
So it's a word play, and the thing that it leaves behind is a widow.
Oh. N.
Yeah, the door opens.
Wait, what?
The answer was N.
Because if you throw it out of window, you get a widow.
You get a greeting. You it's get a widow, and riddle. If you leave it in the middle,
I didn't realize there was a freaking logic puzzle.
Yeah, and someone giving life is a donor, which is door.
Oh, come on! I didn't think we were playing crosswords.
I love wordplay. Oh, man.
I mean, that's like the spider.
Yeah, I was thinking spider.
Yeah, so you guys step through the threshold into the common room, and there you see Skylar and Caleb sitting in front of the fire.
Allison!
Leo!
Skylar!
Skylar!
Hey! Caleb! Skylar!
Yeah, we run up to
Allison! Freya!
Allison was with you, Leo.
I came up with you!
He said his own name!
Skylar jumps up and hugs Allison around the waist. Thank you so much! That was the best holiday present by far! And then jumps and hugs Leo, and then jumps and hugs Freya. So glad you're back! We have lots to catch you up on.
Yeah, same.
Oh, we found a secret place. We'll show it to you. Maybe later tonight, I look over at Skylar.
Let's go during the day. But yeah, everyone, come on in. Sit down. Let's get some food.
Oh, yeah, food. I'm hungry from the train. Also, Skylar, and then Allison pulls out, like, lots of Snickers bars from all of her pockets where she pocketed it earlier. And she starts, like, every pocket just, like, pulling candy out and, like, putting it on the chair and, like, the cushions and just, like, every place imaginable there's chocolate stuffed.
Skylar, like, wipes their mouth a little because they drooled a bit. Thank you. This should last me the next month.
He was like slowly reaching to steal some of it. Paying attention.
Go for it, Leo. It's a Snickers bar. Might make you snicker.
It might not. I think that's how that works. I think we figured out that's not how that works.
You won't know until you try it.
Leo devours it in like 2 bites.
I snicker.
Did you guys get my homemade chocolates?
Oh, yes. They were wonderful. Thank you all for your gifts. Leo, I even put your picture up in the room. He's wearing the hat.
I'm glad you like it.
Did you figure out which ones had belching powder in them?
Oh, I saved my chocolates to eat with you guys. I thought it would be fun game to play.
Allison turns around and is like, what? That was you? I ate like half that chocolate bar before I realized something was wrong with it. Like, we were just like burping all night long and we had company. The in-laws were in.
Oh.
Isn't that technically poisoning?
I'm so sorry. I thought I left a note.
No, you just said, here, have some lovely fudge.
Did I just leave a note in one of them about the burping powder?
I got the note.
Oh.
There was no note.
Thanks for not giving there was me just, poison.
And that's why you leave a note.
And that's why you leave a note, yeah.
Cool, Allison, I guess we're even then, because you also, with your howler, kind of messed with my holiday a bit as well.
Yeah, I guess we're pretty even. Howler for belching chocolate and embarrassing family moments.
I turn to Skylar and Caleb and say, yeah, so the howler that Allison sent me had a reference to Ravenclaw Tower in it.
Oh, no. It did not say Ravenclaw. It just said Tower.
It just said Tower. My parents flipped.
Oh, no. What'd you do?
Oh, I lied. I straight up really? Lied through my teeth.
Good girl.
Yeah.
What? You know this can't go forever,
yes,
right?
Yes, it can.
Believe me, I've tried lying to my parents so many times.
Yeah, what? Well, I about guess I'm what? Better at it than you are. Because it worked. They believed me, so...
Well, maybe then. I'm just bad at it.
The other thing I was trying to say while we were walking up to the common room, I have a betrothed who's what? In Slytherin.
What?
What is that if word we again? Give him the fudge?
You're only 11.
Is someone gonna tell me what that word means?
It means, like, she's gonna, like, move in with someone.
It get means married. That, yeah, it means I'm going to marry that person.
Married? But you're, like, 11.
A Slytherin?
I mean, not now.
Right?
Wait, are you 11 or are you 12? When's your birthday?
August.
Oh, that's a fair point.
Oh, so you're a baby.
I am a baby.
When's my
August
birthday?
August 14th.
June.
I think all of us are summer babies, aren't we?
Yeah.
I'm September.
No, but if you're September, that means you're way older than everyone else,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So you're 12.
Which is hilarious, considering Leo.
Hey, okay, that's not fair. Different kids have different ways to grow
up.
It's
you're
okay.
Right, you're right.
Everyone blooms differently.
No judgies.
Also, I, Mike, totally was thinking Leo was 11, and I'm just going to say that means Leo thought he was 11. Didn't realize. Didn't like. Doesn't know how his own age.
Is Leo neurodivergent?
Everyone has trouble in second grade and has to repeat it. Yeah. Oh my God, Mom.
How old are you? One, two.
But, yeah. I apparently am going to marry someone who's in Slytherin, who's in the same year as me. Oh, wait. Actually, I don't know if they said that. They just said he's in the same house.
You don't even know this person?
No, I've never met him.
What's their name?
Oh, I don't remember.
Oh, no. Well, maybe you should go ask around?
I think I blocked it from my memory, in all honesty. And I think I'm going to keep it that way.
Do you think your betrothed knows?
Oh, 100%.
Oh, man. Just wait till you get a weird look from a Slytherin, then.
Alternatively, we could jinx him, right?
Betrothed.
Give him, like, boils or...
I managed to lie to my parents this time, but I don't think it's going to last all year, for sure.
Betrothed. It's fun to
well,
say.
Oh,
it's
my God. Leo.
My parents already adopted Skylar. You can be adopted into my family, too.
Oh, yeah, they're great dads.
I don't think my parents would let that happen.
That's not the point, though. My gay parents accept everybody.
That's great.
As much as I would love that, I don't think my parents will allow that to happen. As I'm their only child, and therefore the only one who has the Yaxley name.
Wait, I'm a pureblood. You could just marry me.
I don't want to marry anybody right now.
You could just not. Right? I can't make you.
What age are you supposed to get married?
I don't know.
Well, maybe he'll be out of the picture by then.
Guys, I don't want to think about it anymore. Can we talk about something else?
Yeah, maybe he could suffer a tragic Quidditch incident.
Oh my God.
Are we going to kill a Slytherin?
Are you going to put out a hit on this kid?
My eyes are just wide. Like, what?
Just kidding. Allison,
yeah!
Just kidding.
It's a dangerous sport is all I'm saying.
Wow, okay.
Wow.
Didn't know this side of you,
one
Allison.
Bloody nose.
What did you guys do over break? Did you have a nice holiday?
Yeah, how's Dad and Dad?
Oh, it was pretty good. Although, I did that hat thing. You gave me the hat that I put on, yeah. And I walked into the living room. And, yeah, so our Muggle Dad Joe, I put on the hat, and then my head disappeared, right? And, yeah, so our other dad, he was not happy about that. And he told us that we should not make fun of Muggles, because I don't understand. But I thought it was hilarious that my head was gone.
Awesome.
Yeah, and then they helped me send all the howlers, which, sorry, Freya, but it was great. Although, Dad couldn't fix my iPod.
Oh, no, we solved that. I read in the Hogwarts of History that electronics don't work within boundaries of the grounds.
Yeah, but how am I supposed to listen to music? It's so quiet in this creepy old castle sometimes.
Oh, you know what? Oh, I think we saw a phonograph in one of the rooms we were exploring.
Like an old record player?
Yeah, old timey.
Yeah, but like, who has records these days?
Oh man, there's a whole box of them right next to the phonograph.
Do you think we could like go get it? Set it up in the common room?
Yeah.
And then maybe I could like get my dad to like ship us some more records. And then we'd have modern music.
Yeah. Then a dance party. And then Skyla's just going to start dancing and jumping on top of one of the couches.
Allison's going to keep dancing, but on the floor as well. Along with Skylar.
Caleb's going to remain seated.
Leo just did like a finger dance, just standing in place.
Oh, Caleb, how was your break?
Oh, it was great. I mean, it was delicious Hogwarts food. And, well, I definitely didn't miss my family. Plus, we don't really talk to anybody else in the school anyway, so it was... I missed you all, but that was about it.
And we got into no trouble.
No trouble at all. All you have to do is be quick
and
quiet.
We can handle ourselves really well.
Oh, okay. Alrighty. Well, did you find the pool or, like, you know, rent
right,
rooms?
The pool. Is that what the secret room is?
No, we didn't actually look for the pool. But we found a secret way into the kitchens, and... You've got to see the room that we found. It's really cool.
You guys, I'm starting to think there isn't a pool.
Yeah. Alrighty. Leo, I said that from day one. I don't think there's a pool.
Holy crap. You guys, you could use the room of requirement to go to a pool.
Yeah.
Yes, oh my God. That's going to happen.
Kevin,
that's
what I was hoping what was going to happen when we were exploring during break.
Yes. I'm so sad I didn't think of it. Yeah.
Wait, what were we doing?
We were all going to bed. Caleb was trying to get us to go to bed.
Yeah, it was perfect time to go to bed. Get ready for class. Gotta get early.
But we haven't seen you in forever. I don't want to go to bed. I want to stay up all night and chat like a sleepover.
I don't know. I'm interested in going to bed.
Let's have a sleepover in the common room.
Do they let you do that?
I call this couch, and I, from jumping on the couch, I just plateau and land on it lying down.
I call this floor, and Leo just lies on the floor.
Allison looks around skeptically. I don't know. I mean, like, the floor doesn't seem that comfy. We have beds.
Yeah, I call my bed, and I start walking up to my bedroom.
Leo's just doing, like, snow angels on the floor.
I'm going to throw some chocolate bars at you as snow. Just push them in them around.
Freya, like, tries to, like, lock eyes with Caleb specifically without the others noticing and just kind of, like, gives a face.
Caleb's like, I'm going to go grab some stuff from my room. I'll come check back in on you, though. Caleb's going to follow Freya up the stairs.
I wait until, like, we're kind of, like, mostly out of earshot and tell Caleb, okay, I got almost everything except for one part of it.
Which part?
The Wolfsbane.
Oh.
Yeah, it's kind of rare because you can only harvest it on the full moon, and it's also pretty poisonous from what I've seen. I got a bezoar just in case. But I was thinking we might have to find another way to get it. I don't really know how.
Well, the professors have to have some place where they're getting all the ingredients from, but I don't know. Maybe it grows out in the forest?
Maybe.
I'll look into it. I'll read some books.
Okay. The other option, because I know that the potions master has been making your potion, wouldn't there be Wolfsbane in the potion ingredient storage?
That probably is where they're keeping it. Maybe we could check next potions class.
Yeah.
If it's poisonous, though, they're probably keeping it in the locked cabinet. And maybe our voices fade to a whisper as we conspiratorially exit the room.
Conspiratorially, I love that.
That doesn't sound dangerous at all.
Not at all.
Not at all.
And now, a word from our wizard sponsors.
Come see the band Polyphonic Potion live under the London Bridge.
These potions in motion, so bring your broomstick here.
Tell the troll you're here to rock and roll.
Play my voice on snares, a love potion. You're going to love this potion.
At 9 p.m. on Sunday, all Muggle fire hydrants will become porkies to the secret show in the Bucket Dimension of Rhythm.
Scary Cauldron is a man.
Don't forget to bring your toad eyes and bat wings for admittance.
Your love. This potion till your eyes burn out. Your eyes burn out. Your eyes burn out.
Hi, everybody. It's Kevin, your resident Potter nerd.
Oh, excuse me. I'm so sorry. I just got back from a Polyphonic Potion show, and it is really early in the morning. I actually got some free tickets as part of their sponsorship this week. They're the sponsor of the show this week. And oh man, do they play a crazy show. Definitely go check them out. Although if you're not used to traveling by Portkey, I recommend eating light beforehand. Anyway, as always, I want to thank you so much for listening to this week's episode of Why Can't We Be Wizards? We're starting to get close to the end of our first season, which we're calling Book One of Why Can't We Be Wizards? Just got probably a couple more episodes left before we wrap up and head to season two. So I want to thank everybody for tweeting about the show with the hashtag WhyNotWizards and for following us on Twitter at WhyNotWizards or on our Why Can't We Be Wizards Facebook page. We also actually just started up an Instagram page and we're going to be posting some character art on that pretty soon, which I think is pretty cool. Actually, I think it should maybe already be there by the time this episode airs. I'm not really sure. But anyway, definitely go check that out and share it to all of your friends. So as usual, I want to thank Table Story for our awesome game system, Witchcraft and Wizardry. If you haven't bullied your friends into playing your own homebrew Hogwarts game, definitely check that out. Okay, and finishing this up as quick as I can, our next episode will be up in 2 weeks on December 18th. So thanks for listening, and let's get back to Hogwarts. Yeah, so all of you wake up the next morning. It is your first day back to classes after the winter break. What do y'all do?
Take them to the secret room, then go to the library. Read some books, read some books, read some more books. There's a big pile of books, lots of books. Hey, you guys want to read books about herbs with me? They're really cool. No? Okay. And then we go back to the secret room. We've got a secret cauldron there. Secret room.
Secret room.
Secret room.
I'll go to the secret room.
Then we steal the phonogram and bring it to the common room.
Bring it to the common room.
Common room.
Write to my dad for some new records. Maybe some modern people, not dead old guys.
Eat lots more chocolate and go to the secret room.
Secret room. Secret room.
Secret room.
Oh no, we're out of chocolate.
What? Already?
Secret room.
End of montage.
How you burn through 6 months of chocolate in 4 days, no one will ever know. But at the end of the week, you have learned a lot. You've
grown as friends. Everyone's become closer. And now it is time for potions class. It is the last class of the day on Friday afternoon, and you have double potions with the Hufflepuffs.
I don't know. I think we should do more drunk montages.
Yeah. Have fun editing that one.
Where all of us are drinking. Yes.
Oh, this is just going in raw.
Nice. All right.
So the five of you head into potions class down to the dungeons. You walk into Professor Preston's class, and you see him kind of like making some notes on the board as you walk in, and I'll sit down.
I mouth over to Freya, "Let's wait for the practical portion."
I'm just nodding vigorously.
You said that actually like rather loud, I think. And as you do so, Freya, normally you sit next to Dakota in every class, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So I think as Dakota is walking into class and she sees you sitting at your normal desk, she's like halfway towards sitting down next to you when a round-faced blonde boy just plops right down and sits in Dakota's normal seat. And he looks at you and he says, "Hi, I'm Hunter McGurkinstuffins. How are you?"
"Oh, God. It's him."
Hunter McGurkinstuffins.
Good.
So, yeah, I'm Hunter. You're Freya, right?
Yeah.
Allison just, like, slowly turns around to look at the two of them.
I am breathing heavily.
He's got this, like, big wide smile on his face, and he's like, "Yeah, my mom told me that, I need to make more friends at school, so I thought I could talk to you."
"Why me?"
"Well, you were sitting alone, so I sat next to you."
"Oh.
I hope that's okay."
I mean, I like shoot a look at Dakota that's just like, "Sorry?"
Dakota is now standing there like, "All right, well..." And she like gives an awkward wave and goes and sits down at a desk in the back of the room.
"Aw, no finger bills."
"I mean, I guess it's fine."
"Great! So, what's your favorite color?"
"Black."
"I like this kid."
"Me too."
"Oh, cool. My favorite color is yellow, like Hufflepuff."
"Uh-huh. You know, Hunter, was it?"
"Hunter McGurkinstuffins, yeah." "McGurkinstuffins."
I have to know what name generator you used for that.
I made it up.
"You know, you would really get along with my friend Leo."
"Oh, really?"
You guys would hit it off. And I, like, try and look for Leo around the classroom and, like, try and get his attention to, like, walk over.
Just as you're trying to do that, Professor Preston stands up at the front of the class and he says, "All right now, settle down, students. Let's begin the lesson. Today, we will be studying the sweetener potion."
"The
what?"
"Sweetener."
"The sweetener potion."
"Yummy."
I think he's saying sweet and up potion.
I can't tell if you're going for French guy or Dracula.
I can't understand your accent.
The French Dracula.
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
I'm confused. Let's begin. Let's begin the lesson. Now, to understand the purpose of this sweetener potion, you need first to understand that it is all about expression and expressionism. So it is very, very clear to all of you that, as usual, Professor Preston is almost more interested in the art than he is in the potion making itself. So
I want you to know that I want you to know that my laughter is in character. Leo is very amused by this accent.
Oh no,
my
Caleb's gonna have to shoot a look at Leo, like, stop laughing at Professor Preston. Caleb's taking this very seriously.
With this, he had this, like, this poster that was hiding something that was drawn on his board in the front of the classroom. He pulls it off, and it's just like this very severe, it's a very elaborate painting of this very severe older woman. And he says, yes, as I said, this Vita potion creates the expression is everyone is familiar with the expression. You all did the reading. Yes, I assumed you did all the reading, yes?
I'm just nodding.
He started Allison's German and nodding went French. As well.
This is one of her favorite subjects. I don't know what you mean.
He asked a question.
This is a very consistent accent. Yes.
I think you killed Charlotte.
Yeah. She just turned her camera off.
All right, we can do it, you guys. We can make a podcast.
All right, now.
Thanks for that. That's the hardest I've laughed in so long. I'm crying.
Okay, now let us begin. I need all of you to get out your canvases, and we will begin. To understand the potion, first you need to understand the art behind the potion.
Wait, we're not actually going to make the potion, Professor?
You never make the potion in the
you
potion
You never
class.
Make the potion.
But I want to make the potion.
But I want to try making it.
We will. That is for exam time. What are you talking about? You've had my class for months now.
Come on, we've already heard this accent. But Professor Preston, do you think I could get a better understanding of the potion if I looked at the materials? You say this
no,
every
no,
class.
No, let's begin.
We can't, like, practice at all?
No.
It happens every time.
No. And he looks very annoyed now. Next to you, Hunter McGurgan Stefan is just, like, furiously painting away on his canvas. He takes it very seriously.
Of course he does.
Professor Preston, some of the herbs that are involved in the making of this potion, they're really quite beautiful. Maybe we could use them as background for our...
Herbs. Oh, you mean like the trees at the bottom of
well,
the painting?
Yes, this particular sweetening potion has a lot of sugar cane in it, I've noticed.
No, not and... sweetening potion. It is the sweetening potion.
Sweetener.
What?
Sweetener.
One more time.
We're sweetening things.
Sweetening potion.
Sweetening potion.
Yeah, guys, come on, keep
Professor,
up.
Professor, I don't think those are words.
You all get very poor marks in class.
Freya, like, raises her hand. Professor, what does this potion do?
It makes the expression of the person be expression. It's a switch of an expression.
What?
Sweetener. Like, I'm confused.
Makes the person sweeter?
You seem confused.
Yeah, we're confused.
Read your book. Page 112.
Come on, guys, keep up.
What?
You're slowing
what?
Down the rest
page
of the
100
class.
What?
What page?
Professor.
I can't hear it.
Professor, is it Professor Preston or Preston? I didn't hear what page you told us to open.
I think Allison's reading a different book entirely underneath the desk. It's just, like, done with this class.
I'm halfway,
like,
done with my art.
Yeah, in the background, Hunter McGurkin Stefan is... He's basically just drawn the Mona Lisa.
Oh, Hunter. Hey, we're friends, right?
That sounds cool. Yeah, cool. That sounds great.
Do you think that you could do me a favor?
Anything for you? Yeah, of course.
Do you think that you could distract Professor Preston... Well, I go and look at the ingredient cabinet.
Oh, he doesn't ask questions. He just goes. He immediately actually, yeah, he does not need convincing at all. He immediately stands up and, walks over to Professor Preston and is like, Professor Preston, what do you think of my painting? And Professor Preston grabs it and puts it on an easel nearby, and he's like, "Zed, the coloring in the corner with the herbs is garbage. You need to work on your understanding of the shading. Look, light sources. It's all about light sources. Do you understand about light source?"
Okay, I'm going to show him my painting.
How did potions class become art class?
Yeah, I think Leo's like leaning to whoever's near him, and it's like, "I think I'm in the wrong room. Is this supposed to be potions class?" Hey,
Leo, I want to
be
clear.
I want to be extremely.
You guys, this happens every class.
This happens every class. This is not new at all.
Oh my god, that's so good.
Okay, so while he's distracted with people showing him paintings, I'm gonna go look at the potion cabinet.
Okay, yeah. Why don't you roll quick and quiet?
Okay.
Hey, okay. Leo, remember when you made that artwork over the break? Do you think you could make these paintings move?
Oh, man, I could try.
So that's a 7.
Okay, so with a 7, you can move quickly or quietly.
I'm going to move quietly.
So I think that means that you're going to need some help from your friends to continue to distract Professor Preston.
Me, I'm next.
I like give everybody eye looks. I'm just like, please. Like, I look at them and then I look at Professor Preston. I look at them and I look at Professor Preston.
Leo, you should go show Preston your picture.
What? What picture? Leo hasn't done anything. You mean from the holidays?
Yeah, from the holidays. Look, I've got mine with me now. And he does. Tucked in between some pages is the slightly chocolated picture.
Yeah, sure. I'll show it to him. And I take it and I walk it up. "Hey, Professor Preston, I made this over the holidays. I want to know what you think of it." And shows him the little moving picture.
And I'm going to back Leo up and kind of like block as well as I can Professor Preston's line of sight to Freya.
Okay. Okay, yeah. And he looks at the painting and he says, "What is this? A garbage painting? What do you think you're doing with this? I don't understand." Yeah, so in the meantime, Freya, you find yourself in the storeroom in the far end of class. There are a number of drawers. And what are you trying to do?
I'm looking for either... Are they, like, labeled by, like, letter?
They are not labeled at all.
They're not labeled at all. Okay.
Accio.
Shoot. I have no idea what Wolfsbane looks like.
Do Accio Wolfsbane.
Haven't we been reading books about it week?
Yeah. I have been reading books about it. I don't know what it looks like still. It's also referred to Aconite or Monkshood.
Monkswood.
Monkshood.
Monkshood.
Monkshood. Yeah. Whatever. Monkshood.
Why don't you roll and I read about that?
Ooh. Okay. Geez, I'm rolling fantastic today. That's an 11 plus 1, so that's a 12.
Okay, yeah, so you totally know that I was actually going to quiz you on this because I wanted to know if you knew that Wolfsbane had several other names.
Yeah.
But, like, literally the first drawer you open, with that roll, literally the first drawer you open, you see Monkshood, and it's labeled.
Okay. Is it a full? Is there several jars of it, or is it just one?
You know that Monkshood or Wolfsbane is a flower. And so what you're actually looking for is the petals of this flower, which there are a number of these flowers in this drawer.
Okay, so I'm just going to take a couple petals off of some of the flowers so that try and make it look like I didn't take anything, if that makes any sense. So if there's like 5 flowers in there, I'll take like one petal from each one.
Okay, yeah, I think with that, I read about that, you just, like, know exactly how to do that and are very discreet. Yeah, you exit the closet, and you see Professor Preston at the front of the room now, like, very vigorously with both of his hands arguing with Leo. "No, you don't understand. The paint that you use is very, very important. You have to use the right paint." He grabs both of your shoulders and starts shaking you. "Do you understand?"
Leo's like half crying. He's like, "But I did it for my friend. I made it with love.
Love is nothing.
I learned it from you.
Love is garbage.
I learned it from watching you."
But yeah, Frey, you slip back to your desk completely unnoticed.
Fantastic. I slap Hunter on the back and say, thanks, bud.
Oh, yeah, totally. Do you want to hang out sometime?
Maybe. I kind of have a busy schedule. I guess we'll just have to sync up, you know?
Oh, okay. Yeah, that sounds really awesome. Cool. Yeah. He totally oblivious, did not get that you were, like, pushing him off.
I want to know how our professor likes my painting.
Okay, yeah, why don't you bring it up to the front of the class?
Here, Professor Preston, do you have to roll for it?
Yeah, you're definitely going to have to roll for it. I'm trying to decide what it is. I guess it's convince. Yeah, I think you're going to have to convince him that your painting is good.
Can I inspire him with my art instead?
Inspire is like the support.
Art is inspiring.
Sure, but you have to convince him that your art is inspiring. I think it's convince.
All right. I fail.
You're not even going to tell us what it was.
No, what'd you roll?
I rolled a 5.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, so I think you walk up to him, and he pulls out a small box from his pocket, opens the box, and pulls out a match and lights the match and holds it up to your painting. And he says, this is what we should do with the painting that you have given me. Do you understand?
Yes.
I don't Professor like this Preston, class.
I will do better. I won't fail you.
Good. Your training begins now. And he, yeah, he grabs a beret from his desk and he puts it on slightly askew and he grabs a big brush. And he goes up to an empty canvas that he has in the front of the room. Now, watch me. This is the beginning, day one of your training. And he starts painting.
I'm going to just whisper, I love you.
After class, you guys all head to dinner. And then after dinner, you head back to the Ravenclaw common room. So the five of you are, I don't know, what are you doing in the common room on a Friday night?
I am studying.
Definitely homework.
Obviously.
You guys.
I mean, are you guys not studying?
No.
Let's play the not study game.
I think Allison's like messing with the record player.
Yeah, he's
like
let's
going through all
party.
The records to find the like most modern, least old-fashioned one.
Yay. Caleb and I are gonna have to do your homework again, aren't we?
What? It's Friday night. I'll do my homework another time.
I think Leo's trying to work on his art, like he's drawing something because he felt so bad about the feedback from potions/art class. And he's just basically drawing Caleb again. Like the same way he did last time, and it's just like it's the exact same drawing. There's no difference.
It's like identical.
Yeah, it's he just did it again. It's the same one.
Like sans chocolate stains.
Yes. And then he's like starting to feel, yeah, this is better.
Oh, for sure. For sure.
Freya, will you look this over for me? And Caleb's gonna pass over a piece of homework that written on the top says tonight, midnight. ?
Freya is going to look that over and write down, yes, definitely, and say, yeah, this, read some more. This looks pretty good, and then hands it back to him.
Thanks so much, Freya.
No worries.
Yeah, no worries.
Does Allison notice anything skeptical about their exchange?
Why don't you roll Read Between the Lines?
Alrighty, Allison's rolling Read Between the Lines, and she got a 10.
Ooh.
Yeah, so with a 10, I don't know, what does she notice? Tell me.
I think Allison notices that the paper got passed between, and that the conversation, like, seemed a little weird. But Allison just, like, tucks that fact away and just continues to sort of like mess with the record player and like watches the rest of the room.
I think Leo might be interested in the record player and gets up and messes with it too. Maybe he discovers that you can move the record back and forth to make the, like, viki, 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 viki sound.
Well, Leo, that's not good for the records. It scratches them.
But it does sound cool.
I think I did a terrible job making that noise.
Wiki, wiki, wiki. Allison bats his hand away and is like, you'll damage the records.
Like, slowly reaches his hand back to it again. And he does it, but slower.
Oh.
Wiki. Wiki. Allison's so, like, exasperated and just takes the record off and is like, I didn't like that one anyways. And, like, puts a new one on.
Now I'm sad.
I've got a little bit of a migraine. I might just head to bed early.
Oh. Yeah, I think I'm also going to head to bed.
Allison looks skeptically at you both and are like, oh, I cannot play the record player if you want. I can leave it.
You guys are no fun.
No, I think I'm just tired. Been doing a lot of studying lately.
I might actually do some more studying up in my room. You're great and all, but it's a little distracting, and I want you to be able to have fun.
Alrighty, enjoy.
Feel better.
Allison's gonna hang out in the common room and keep messing with the record player.
Yep.
Swapping out the CDs to see what the records to see what all the music is.
Skylar's dancing.
Allison's gonna dance along and try to convince other people who come through the door.
Oh, yeah, is Dakota here?
No. Aww. She is not.
What about Emmanuel? Does he just, like, live in a room, like, off the common room or something?
Yeah, he totally does. Are you turning the volume, like, way up?
Nah, maybe not, because I don't want to wake the others up because they have a headache. So we're just dancing in the corner, I guess. Although Allison's a little awkward at dancing. She kind of white girl dances.
Ooh, is Ella here? Leo's sister?
Yeah, I think Leo's sister and her friend, Hannah, are, like, in the corner doing some stuff.
Okay, I'm totally gonna dance lasso them and then pull them into our dance party.
Yeah, so I think, like, immediately Hannah is totally down. She's like, oh, man, yeah, no, I am so tired of this Transfiguration homework. And she just goes in and just she starts doing the sickest dance moves.
Yeah!
Hold on, I'm gonna roll for it.
Aw, oh, buddy.
Whoa! Yeah, she starts doing the worm. She literally starts doing the worm.
Just the worm? Oh,
whoa!
Wow.
Yeah, and it's, like, really good.
Oh, man, Caleb's missing out.
Allison kind of stops dancing because she just feels really intimidated by everyone else's mad skills.
Yeah, Ella does not have mad skills. Ella is dancing like the nerdiest white girl.
Yeah, Ella!
Just doing like the step dance, the step, move your hip, step, move your hip.
Yeah, she's like doing a little bit of shoulder work, but like it's not good.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Leo's dancing over at her and doing like finger guns and like trying to encourage her. Not dancing any better, mind you, but a lot more enthusiastically.
Why don't you roll a struggle roll?
All right.
Oh, dear.
Rolling some dice. Struggle. I keep doing body rolls. It's minus two. Give me a magic roll sometime. I gotta
do some magic.
Yeah. I cast dance.
Don't cast Incendio. Do not cast.
I'm not gonna lie. I was thinking about it. That's a five.
Yeah,
that's
you.
An experience.
Yeah, you try to dance next to your sister. You end up like actually just like accidentally hitting your head against her head.
Oh, no.
You both topple over. At that, like the music coming from the gramophone just cuts like, and she looks at you. She's like really mad. She's sitting on the floor and is like, Leo, why do you always ruin everything? And she just like runs over and grabs her her book and her notebook and runs up the stairs to her dorm.
Oh no!
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to.
The party. It was so hearty. Okay, I'm going to try to save this dance party and use inspire others.
Wait, who are you using inspire others on? The whole party?
No, his sister. Is she gone already?
She already left. Yeah.
Yeah, Leo is just sitting on the floor sad.
Okay,
now.
Then I'm going to see Leo and inspire him to keep dancing.
Okay, roll for it.
Yeah, buddy. 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
Okay, yeah. So you got to, how do you inspire him?
Then? I'm going to twirl a ballet twirl around him and then like do a cool movement with my hands and look deep into his eyes and just also lasso him and bring him back to the party.
Leo is like wide-eyed, hypnotized, and confused by this. And it's just like, it's all right. She's my sister. She loves me anyway. And starts dancing again.
Yeah, so I think that the dance party goes on for a while. Once you get through all the main hits, you start playing some deep cuts, and I think that's when the party starts to like filter down. It is now fairly late Friday night. The fire in the common room is down to embers, and I think most of you have probably had off to bed at this point.
So Allison goes up to the... What time is it?
It is currently 11:45 p.m.
Alrighty, Allison's gonna go up to bed, and she kind of walks quietly in because she doesn't want to wake Freya up, and climbs into bed, just chills.
So Freya is sitting in bed, acting like she's sleeping, but is still fully clothed in her regular like robes and has her pockets like stuffed with ingredients for the potion.
As Leo's heading to bed, he's just like humming along to the tune of the song that was just playing, very, very out of tune.
Caleb is working in his bed. He's writing some more of his homework, so he won't have as much next week. And he looks up tiredly as Leo comes in and says, "Oh, hey, Leo, did you have fun down there? I heard some of the music."
"Yeah, man, you missed out. It was a good dance party. Did you get a lot of work done?"
"Yeah, some." He looks around a little evasively. I might just do a little bit more. You don't mind, do you?"
"No, not at all. Not at all. I think I might try to roll read between the lines on that."
"Go for it."
"Because he seems like he's up to something." Mm-hmm. 7.
"Okay, so mixed success, you can ask one question."
"Is there anything... like evidence that he's doing something other than just like studying or homework, like in front of him?"
I would say, like Freya, he's still dressed in his wizard robes.
"All right. Hey, so, you know, don't go looking for that secret room again. You know, you don't want to get in trouble."
"I mean, I just have to find it, Leo. I left something there, kind of, and I was thinking about going back."
"I mean, that's fine, I guess, if you're careful. I mean, I kind of want to check it out. I could come with you if you want."
"How about if instead you stay here and you stop it if the others try to follow me out? We don't want to all get in trouble. And Skylar and I had gotten pretty good at sneaking. I think I can do it."
"Okay, I'm good at sneaking too. But all right."
"Yeah." "But you've got an important job here."
"Okay." He's emboldened by the, yeah, this is important. All right. "Yeah, I'll look out for you."
"Thanks, Leo."
Freya, like, waits till Allison is in bed, like, ready to go to bed and all the lights are off to kind of, like, try and sneak out of the room without her noticing.
Okay, roll quick and quiet.
Ooh, okay. That's a 3.
Yeah, you literally, like, you fall out of your bed and trip on your face as you, like, try to untangle yourself. Like, the blankets are wrapped around your feet now, and you're, like, and, like, struggling to get them off, and you're making a lot of noise.
"Ow.
Are you okay, Freya?"
"Yeah, I was just trying to go to the washroom."
"Yeah, still dressed?"
I kind of passed out in my bed, I guess."
"Oh yeah, you weren't trying to sneak out someplace?"
"No. Do I seem like the kind of person that would sneak out, Allison?"
"I don't know. It'd be a little lying to your parents and being shifty." "I mean, not saying I don't blame you for lying to your parents."
"Practically a Slytherin, you might say."
"It's just a little doing everything in your power to use the situation to your advantage."
"I mean, would you like me to change into my pajamas before I go to the washroom?"
Well, I mean, if you're...
Yes.
Because I will. I'll change into my pajamas if it'll make you feel better.
Doesn't matter what I feel. I just want to know that you're okay. If you're, like, sneaking out in the night, I'll, like, go with you or, like, be your cover or, like, cast a jinx charm or something. I don't know.
Allison, I really appreciate that. I'm fine, though. I'll ask you for help if I feel like I really need it.
Alrighty. Well, you can leave a lamp on if you want when you come back so you don't make so much noise.
Yeah, that's probably a good idea. So I don't fall on my face.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to have to take you to the hospital wing for a bloody nose.
Like I did with you.
Yeah.
Literally week one.
Maybe just once a year is good enough.
For the both of us, I agree. Definitely.
The traditional yearly bloody nose.
Yes.
Good luck, and hope that you don't run through any ghosts.
I'm just going to the washroom. I'll be fine.
You never know. They sneak up on you.
Freya, like, laughs
a ghost shows up and...
There is that one washroom.
Oh, God. Yeah, that's true. So Freya just, like, laughs a little bit and then leaves the room.
Caleb's waiting at the bottom of the stairs with his book bag, and he's got, like, a furtive look on his face. All right. You ready?
Yeah, I have all the ingredients. Does this room have a cauldron? Because I didn't bring one.
I've got one back up in my room I can go get, but...
I mean, it should be fine, right?
Yeah.
As long as it's okay if Leo sees you go back to your room.
Oh, Leo is asleep. I'll be right back.
Oh, I wish Allison was.
Oh, did she see?
Well, you told Leo to watch out for you.
It's true, but he's...
I don't think he is.
Oh, you don't think he is asleep? Caleb's just assuming that he is.
I think Leo actually tried to, like, follow you down the stairs and, like, make sure no one saw you leave.
Oh, nice. So
he might... I don't know if he actually could tell that Freya was there, too, or if he, like, didn't have a good enough view or
oh,
what.
Oh, well, I'm heading back up the stairs. Probably the same stairs that you're on.
Yeah, I think I was, like, halfway down the stairs, and then I saw you coming back up, and I didn't notice Freya.
Oh, hey, Leo. Yeah, you could probably just look out from the room, you know.
How am I going to see if anyone's watching you leave if I am in the room? It's just me there, you know?
Well, I mean, mostly you just have to make it so... everyone doesn't follow us, so if they come looking for me, you just here, well, let's go put some pillows in my bed, make it look like I'm still sleeping there.
Oh my god,
oldest trick in the book.
All right, well, that does sound like fun, so okay. He goes back up,
and yeah, I'm gonna grab my old rusty cauldron while I'm up there.
Okay, yeah, you grab the cauldron. I think you head back down the stairs without any further altercation, and you meet Freya back at the door.
All right, let's go.
All right. Yeah. I'm assuming Caleb is leading the way because I don't know. Oh, no, we have been to the room before, though.
Yeah, but I can lead the way because I'm quick and quiet, I heard.
Okay. So Caleb, the thing about this potion, though, the flower, the main part of the potion is super poisonous. So, if I make the potion wrong,
then
die.
I mean, I think I'll be okay.
Right. Except our potions professor hasn't taught us anything, and I don't actually know how to make potions.
Well, I've been reading a lot about this potion for a while now, and I can do all the parts where I touch the poisonous ingredients. I've got an enhanced immune system, you could say.
Right. Well, I have this Bezoar in case things go bad and I have to shove it down your throat.
Yeah. That's a good backup plan.
Right. Backup plan. Yeah.
You know, Freya, I thought you might have... You haven't asked me, but I think you should know that I'm a werewolf.
Caleb, with all of the research I'm doing, don't you think I know that already?